we're continuing our series entitled 24/7. Okay, in this series that we have, we're actually talking about the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Pinag-usapan ng Lordship, it always demands obedience. Okay, so hindi pwedeng sinasabi lang natin na Lord natin si God apart from obeying Him or following Him. Also, last week we realized that if we are to obey Him, it's gonna cost us. Okay, there's a cost that is entailed when we are making Him our Lord. But since He is the Lord and He is a God who is good towards us, it is worth it. Okay, so kahit pa may cost, worth it naman. Kasi si God yung nagbibigay sa atin ng best sa buhay natin. And today, as we continue that, we would realize that Lordship is actually something that is very relevant in a lot of areas of our lives. Okay, so it applies to academics, finances, time, relationships, plans, career, and even the passions that we have. Yung mga gustong-gusto natin, desire natin gawin. And I personally, okay lang po ba mag-share ako sa inyo ng some of my experience? Okay, sino ba sa inyo nahirapan kayo nung una nyong tinry gawing Lord si Jesus? Ako, personally, nung na-realize ko na kailangan ko palang gawing Lord si Jesus, it was quite hard for me, especially when it comes to my academics. Nung estudyante ako, natulong ako mga 2 years ago. Okay, so walang naniwala. Okay, so natulong ago. Okay, so kapag may exam ako, tapos imagine nyo yung magpe-prepare ka, talagang mag-aaral ka overnight, tapos magsusunog ka ng kilay, aaralin mo from chapter 1 to 3. Tapos pagdating mo doon sa classroom mo, only to find out, chapter 4 yung exam. Parang, so ngayon, doon ka, you're torn now. Okay, paano ko ba i-apply yung Lordship dito sa buhay ko? Would I, mangungopya ba ako? Hindi. Ano ba yung papracticing ko? Yung pagiging matalino ko o yung matalinaw? Diba? So, ano ba ang gagawin ko? Okay, so, mangungopya ba ako? Lordship. Okay, I need to stick to my own test paper. Okay, kahit pa may risk of failing, Lordship ang kailangan i-apply. Hindi ako mangungopya. Okay, hindi ako sasali sa cheating arrangements. Isa pa, naalala ko, nung estudyante ako, Lordship is also a big deal when it comes to tithing. Okay, kasi allowance ko noon, konti lang naman eh. Hindi naman tipong, mayaman, 1,000 ang bahon every day. So, hindi ako ganun. So, talagang ramdam ko pa nag-tights ako. Kasi feeling ko, yung mga tao sa paligid ko, akala nila ang yaman siguro itong si Jerry. Hindi nila alam, puro lang ako dating, walang datong. Okay, so hirap na hirap ako pag nagtatight, kapag tumataas na yung nagtatransition dito, yung nagli-lead dito sa araw, sasabihin, okay, oh, let me pray for a tithes and offering, di ba? So, lalagay ko yung envelope ko doon. Wala namang laman. Kunwari lang, naglagay ako. Pero kasi, nagsistruggle ako sa Lordship when it comes to my finances. Isa bang area that I'm quite struggling before, especially nung graduating na ako. May mga graduating ba tayo dito? Yan. Graduating, gradually waiting. Okay, so, nung graduating ako, sabi ko, ano ba yung career na ipapursue ko after college? Kasi for me, ang plano ko talaga, gusto ko mag-artista. Pero sabi ni God, hindi pag-artista ang plano ko sa'yo kasi hindi lahat ng gwapo nag-artista. Okay, so buti na lang. Okay, so campus missionary ako. Those are my encounters. Okay, those are actually the tough battles that I had when it comes to Lordship when I was a student like you. And today, we're gonna talk about Lordship as applied to a specific area. Okay, so maraming application. Pero for tonight, we believe that this is very crucial. Because this would involve every one of us, regardless of the season that you're in, regardless of the background, as long as tao ka, para sa'yo to. May mukha bang tao yung katabi mo? Okay, para sa, sabi mo sa kanya, para sa'yo to. Para sa inyo to, okay? And our topic for today, when it comes to Lordship, is focused or zeroed in the area of relationships. To be more specific, in the area of forgiveness. Kaya ba talaga nating mag-forgive? Because whether you like it or not, every day, every waking hour that we have is an opportunity for us to be offended. And we always have a choice whether to forgive that person who offended us or hurt us or to release or to harbor unforgiveness. Okay? And suffer for it. That's what we're going to realize today. Okay? So, ngayon pa lang, pag-uusapan na natin yan because whatever we would learn today, my hope is that we would be able to apply it and we would be able to carry it, okay, and up until naging graduate na tayo, married na tayo, may mga anak na tayo, okay? For as long as we are alive, my hope is that we would be able to apply our Lordship of Christ in our relationships in practicing forgiveness. Okay? So ngayon, we're going to talk about a scripture in the book of Matthew. Okay, this was a time when Jesus was with his disciples. He was basically teaching them. He was teaching them how to handle conflicts in the church. So nagkakaroon ng conflict kasi sinasabi niya, ganito yung pag-handle dyan. Ganito mo i-deal yung taong yan na gumagawa ng kalokohan. Okay, mga pasaway. Okay, sa yung pasaway sa victory group nyo. Yung pasaway sa ministry nyo, ganito mo i-handle. And of course, siyempre kung may mga pasaway, tendency, merong na-offend. Diba, na-offend na ba kayo sa pasaway niyong kaibigan? Diba, parang ano ba? Parang pwede bang FO na to? FO na lang? Kasi pasaway ka eh. Parang ganon. So ngayon, si Peter, okay, the character that we're gonna read in this passage of scripture na babasahin natin sa Matthew, he actually threw an inquiry, okay, a question to Jesus when it comes to forgiving. And through that, my hope is that we would learn how to apply it in our lives. Okay, ready na ba kayo? We're gonna read in Matthew 18, chapter verses 21 to 35. Let's read. In verse 21, then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, have patience with me and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when the same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, pay what you owe me. So this fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When this fellow servant saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. Verse 35, so also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. Let's pray. Lord, thank you, God, for your scripture. I pray, God, that as we talk about forgiveness and your lordship in our hearts, I pray, God, that we would be able to understand it and we would be able to apply it every day of our lives. This we claim in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a very interesting scripture, okay? Because I do believe that all of us at one point in our life have these questions. We came across a point na tinatanong natin, hanggang kailan ba kailangan magpatawad? Hanggang kailan ko ba kailangan magtiis? Di ba? Parang mga ganun mga tanong. May mga kilala ba kayong ganun? Yung parang, ano, grabe ah, pang telenovela ang buhay mo ah. Parang iba yung dating. So now we're reading a situation here where probably si Peter mismo, meron siya mga offenses. Okay? He's probably offended or hurt by certain people in his life, and he is curious, and he wants to find out, ano ba yung threshold? Ano ba yung consideration when it comes to forgiving? In verse 21, he said there, okay, that he came to Jesus, or to the Lord, and this is what he said, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Okay? As many as 7 times, okay? As many as 7 or 7 times. I want you to see that he's not just talking about a particular number here, okay? He is trying to make a point. Because during that time, it was customary or it was a usual practice that if someone sinned against you, the threshold is at most 3. Okay? So, pagka tatlo na, todo na, pag pang-apat, pwede nang hindi na patawarin. Pwede nang hindi i-forgive. So, him, Peter being siguro medyo wise din, madiskarte, sabi niya, ah, si Jesus kasi to eh. holy to, God to. So probably, dodoblehin ko yung ratio niya. Hindi lang 3 times 2, 3 times 2 plus 1. Okay? So 7. So kasi Jesus to, hindi naman to yung ordinary person in my time. So si Jesus to, sabi niya, 7 times? 7 times ba? And you see, ang tinatanong talaga ni Jesus dito, ni Peter dito kay Jesus, is there any consideration? Okay, when it comes to forgiving someone, is there a situation where you could actually say that not forgiving that person is okay? Pagka ba pang-apat na pwede nang hindi? Ang consideration ba natin dito is yung frequency? Okay, there was a story that I read about a young couple, okay? So they finally got married. They waited for the right time. Hinintay nila yung tamang panahon. So hinintay nila yung tamang panahon. They got married. And on their way to their honeymoon, they decided that they would go for a sightseeing. So they rented a kalesa. So talaga romantic na romantic. Pagsakay nila sa kalesa. So siyempre, tumatakbo yung kabayo. Nagdalambingan sila. Yung naghahawakan ng baba. Yung, si guy, nagdala pa ng puno doon sa kalesa para makapagsilipan sila. Para, oh. So talagang ano, sobrang sweet na sweet sila doon sa kalesa. Pero at the middle of the journey, this ano horse of the kalesa suddenly stopped. So imagine niyo yung at the middle of their chaminess, biglang parang nagulat sila, ano ba yung kalesa na yan? Tapos, siya, meron na jahe yung lalaki kasi siya yung dumiskarte nung kalesa na yun. Sabi niya, honey, relax ka lang dyan. Nabababain ko lang yung kabayo para makalakad tayo. Di mo mababa. Sabi niya, horsey, that's one. I forgive you. Giddy up. O di, sakay na ulit siya at lumakad na yung kabayo. Tuloy na ulit sila. Talaga nagdala pa ng, naglakad na ulit yung kalesa, gumalaw na. Naglabas ng ice cream yung lalaki. Tapos nagbibigayan sila. Tapos pag nalalagyan dito, napahid-pahid. Inalakin naman, ginaganon niya para. Para mahidan ka ng toto. At the middle of the kulitan, of the lambingan, tumigil na naman yung kabayo. So, napahiya na naman si lalaki. Sabi niya, honey, sorry ah, bababain ko lang yung kabayo. Bumaba sa kabayo. Sabi niya, horsey, that's two. I forgive you. Okay, so, tumaas na ulit siya. Tapos, syempre, naglambingan na ulit. Nilabas ulit yung puno, tapos inukit-ukit niya yung pangalan niya, di ba? So, ang sweet talaga, sobrang honeymoon season. Kaso, nung dumating sa napakagandang location yung kabayo, tsaka yung dalawang nakasakay sa kalesa, bigla ulit tumigil yung kabayo. Nag-sightseeing. So ngayon, yung lalaki, sobrang nahiya na siya dun sa wife niya. Sabi niya, honey, sorry talaga, saglit lang, bababain ko lang yung kabayo. Pero this time, pagbaba niya sa kalesa, hindi siya dumiretso dun sa kabayo, pumunta dun sa likod. Tapos pagdating sa likod, kumuha ng baseball bat. Tapos sabi niya dun sa kabayo, horsey, that's three. Bam! Bagsak yung kabayo. So imagine niyo yung babae na nakasakay dun sa kalesa, nag-hysterical, ah! Anong ginawa mo? Bakit mo ginawa yung sa kabayo? Parang, kawawa na yung kabayo. Tapos yung lalaki si honey, okay lang yun kasi kasalanan mo kabayo. Hindi, honey, honey, ang harsh mo naman. Ang ano mo, violate mo. Parang gano'n. So, hindi, honey, honey. So, ngayon yung lalaki, talaga hindi niya makalma yung wife niya. Sabi niya, honey, that's one. So, what's the point of the story? Di ba? Obviously, that guy has a limit when it comes to forgiveness. May threshold siya hanggang dalawa lang. Pag umabot ang tatlo, tapos na, game over. And it's the same picture what Peter was trying to ask here. Jesus, may threshold ba? May limit ba when it comes to forgiving? May certain frequency ba na kapag na-surpass niya yon, pag naabot niya yon, wala na, galit-galit na. May magkalimutan na. Yun yung tinatanong niya. Or probably, if you're gonna look at the heart behind it, what he is also trying to ask is, meron bang ibang consideration? Pwede bang hindi frequency, kundi gravity? Okay? Yung gravity, yung gano'ng katindi yung offense, yung hurt na ginawa. Yung tipong, siguro kapag sininzone lang ako sa Facebook, baka ma-forgive ko. Diba? Sino siya na-sinzone na? Diba? Na-sinzone na. Ilang beses na ako nagpo-post sinzone lang, hindi malang i-like. Diba? Pero, Jesus, pagka friendzone, ibang usapan yan. Ba? Hindi ko ma-forgive. Ba? Or probably, some of you are asking, eh, God, alin ba yung dapat kong mas fino-forgive? Okay? Yung hindi nagpapakopya o yung nagpapakopya ng mali? Diba? Merong ganun eh. Nagpapakopya, mali pa. Parang ganun. Pag ganun ba, pwedeng hindi ko na i-forgive? O kaya pwede ba pag yung hindi ko i-forgive yung taong nagpapaasa lang? Sabi na kami nung grade 2, kami forever. Oh, grade 2 yun ha. Nagkaroon nila ng K-12, hindi na kami. Diba? Ayaw mo na. Eh God, yung ano, yung baka pwedeng yun na lang hindi ko i-forgive yung pinagpalit ako sa best friend ko. Oh. May ba hindi magkatingin na kasi alam nila mag-best friend sila nangyari sa kanila. Awkward. Or probably, for some of you, the case is more serious. Maybe it has something to do with your family, but you're mad towards your father for leaving you. You're mad against your parents for not taking care of you, for being absentee. They're always away. Or probably for someone, for abusing you, for taking advantage of you, for hurting you physically or emotionally. Maybe those are your concerns and you're saying, I have the same question as Peter. May limit ba? Is there a certain ano, parang qualification para masabi kong yung grudge ko, yung hurt ko, yung unforgiveness ko sa puso ko, pwede nang hindi i-forgive, pwedeng ikip kasi matindi, kasi madami. And that's the question that Peter was trying to throw at Jesus. And even before he got the answer that he wanted to hear, I'm sure he was probably wishing, ah, siguro 7 nga, kasi dinoble ko na. You know what the response of Jesus is? It was very mind-blowing because he said to him, I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times. Diba? He multiplied it by 10 plus 7. Okay, so, ganun niya. Okay, so dami niya. Pwede namang 11, diba? So, minultiply niya, pinarami niya. What's the point there? He was trying to make a point. He was simply saying that when it comes to unforgiveness, it is meant to be unlimited. Okay? It is meant to be unlimited. It has no limit. It has no, parang, walang hangganan. And at the same time, that unlimited forgiveness is also a must. Kailangan natin yan. Hindi pwedeng palampasin lahat ng opportunity to be able to release forgiveness, we must take it. In fact, I want you to practice that even right now. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, I forgive you. Yeah. Ang iba feel na feel talaga nila kasi, I forgive you. Aren't you wondering, bakit kaya ganun na lang yung emphasis ni Jesus Christ? Bakit kaya ganun lang katindi yung pagpapahalaga niya? That when it comes to forgiveness, it is meant to be unlimited and it is meant to be something that is necessary. Today, we're gonna look at that. Okay? And actually, to explain that, he told Peter a story. Okay? Yung story na binasa natin kanina about two servants and a king. And in that story, pag ini-imagine ko nung binasa ko ito, na-imagine ko siya parang movie or parang script sa isang theatrical play. Yung may mga scene, may mga acts. And bawat segment, okay, nung story na yon, God is trying to paint a picture of who He is so that we would understand what forgiveness is all about. So ngayon, pupuntahan natin yan. Let's go to scene or act number one. Forgiveness and cost. Kasi it involves forgiveness and cost. And that scripture says there in verse 23, therefore the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him, he owed him, and that person owed him 10,000 talents. Okay, I want you to see that during that time, pag pinag-usapan yung talent, hindi ito yung, ay, magaling magsayaw, magaling kumanta, magaling kumain ng apoy. So, hindi yung talent na ganun. Talent is a monetary unit during their time, it is the highest monetary unit. Okay, so kung marami kang talents, mayaman ka. And that particular servant, his servant number one, owes the king 10,000 talents. And yung isa sa monetary nila, dinari. Dinari kasi yung usual na ginagamit na pangsweldo, hindi talaga talents. Kasi ang isang tao, ang sweldo niya sa isang araw, isang servant, is 1 denari. So ibig sabihin, if you're gonna convert, okay, yung utang na yan, yung loan na yan, na 10,000 talents into dinari, it would be 60 million dinari. Okay? Ganun kalaki. And if he is to pay for that, di ba may utang siya, kailangan niyang bayaran. Kung babayaran niya yan by working for that master, for that king, every day of his life, walang holiday, walang day off, walang bagyo. Okay, so kailangan niyang bayaran every day. It would take him 160,000 years. Can you imagine that? Nag-aaral kayo ng college, tapos babayaran niyo after college yung utang niyo. So ano yung point ni Jesus? Ano yung point ni God in putting this number? He is simply saying that the debt of that person is something that is impossible to pay. Imposibleng mabayaran. Okay? But in spite of that gravity, ganun kalaki yung utang ng servant na yon, the amazing thing is this. Ito yung ginawa ng king. Sabi doon, and out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him. Binaliwala. Parang ano, may utang ka ba sa akin? Ano yun? Parang ganun, parang binaliwala. Kinancel yung utang. And of course, we all know that that master, that king, is none other than God. And he was saying that as servants to him, okay, though our debt to him is hindi mo mabilang immeasurable, he is willing to cancel it. He is willing to forgive it. What does it say about our God? It tells us that our Lord, our God as our Lord, forgives the unforgivable. And maybe for some of you, you came here thinking that there are certain areas in your life na may makakasalanan ka. Na feeling mo antindi. Na tipong pag nalaman ng katabi mo, iiwanan ka niya. Pag tipong pag nalaman yung feeling mo na napilitan ka lang pumunta dito sa service kasi feeling mo sobrang tindi ng kasalanan mo, unforgivable talaga. Feeling mo pagpasok mo doon sa pintuan, baka masunog ka. Parang hindi ka naging super saiyan, nagliyab ka na lang talaga kasi sa tindi ng kasalanan mo. But you know what? God is saying here tonight that He is a God who forgives even the unforgivable. No matter how numerous, no matter how big the sin you may have right now, God is willing to forgive. Just like that master has forgiven that servant, God, our Father, is willing to forgive you through Christ. And that is the message that God is expressing to us. You see, pag pinag-usapan natin yung forgiving of sins or yung mga bayad sa debt, a debt will always have a cost. Tama ba? Ang utang laging may katapat na parang halaga. And I realize that once a debt is created, there's a certain cost that is parallel to it. Naalala ko, let me give you an example. There was one time na me and my friend, Victory groupmate ko, si Justine, we parked our car na harapan. Accidentally, okay, since inclined yung pinarka namin, nakatagilid, natanggal niya yung ng handbrake. Guess what happened next? His car started rolling, approaching my car, and boom! Nag-collision yung car namin, gas-gas yung harap, lumubog ng konti. And guess what? Because of that, he owes me. Because someone has to pay for my bumper dun sa dent sa kotse ko. There was a cost that was created because of the debt. And that cost would either be paid by him or by me to be restored. And that's the picture when it comes to offense and hurting someone. Let's say I offended si Dean. If I offended Dean, it is creating a cost on his end. I owe him. There's a debt. Or probably, kung kayo, hinurt nyo ako, sabi nyo, chubby ako. So, na-hurt talaga ako. You owe me. There's a cost on my end. Okay? And most of the time, feeling natin, kinikip natin yung unforgiveness in our hearts. Kasi na-offend ako eh. Na-hurt ako. Ayokong bitawan to. But the reality is, pag kinip mo yung cost na yon sa puso mo, yung unforgiveness na yon, it's gonna cost you more. To forgive is costly, but it will cost you more if you don't. Let me give you a picture of I have here my backpack, okay? So medyo malaking backpack ko para marami akong ilalagay. And sino sa inyo nakakita na kayo ng racer o yung runner, marathon runner na may dalang backpack? But don't you think it's ridiculous na tumatakbo siya kilometers after kilometers tapos may dala siyang backpack? Why? Kasi it hinders him from running the race. It gets in the way. It is costing him his endurance. It is costing him yung race niya na mapabilis. But you see, Life is like a race, and you don't want to be carrying backpacks behind you. Unforgiveness is like a backpack. It hinders you. It is costing you your direction. It's costing your endurance. You're not enjoying. You're not having fun. And the worst part of that is as we run this life, habang may namimit ng iba't ibang tayo, you start carrying more backpacks with you. Diba? Yung una siguro, dala mo dahil na-offend ka ng nanay mo, ng tatay mo. Tapos ngayon, nakilala mo yung boyfriend mo, tapos pinagpalit ka nga sa best friend mo. Tapos nakita mo yung teacher mo, nag-aral ka naman, tapos binagsak ka, so may galit ka sa kanya. So ang dami mo ng backpack. Can you imagine, tatlong tao pa lang yung namimit ko? Can you imagine if it is a lifestyle for you already to carry bitterness and unforgiveness in your hearts? No wonder some of us in this room are hampered, are being slowed down in our lives. Indeed, we're not experiencing success, joy, or fulfillment because in our shoulders, in our back, there are so many backpacks. There are so many baggages of unforgiveness. That's why God is saying to us, kanina tinatanong natin, why is unlimited forgiveness a must? Because it will cost you more if you will not forgive. And that's the first chapter of our story that involves forgiveness and cost. The next segment, so kung imagine nyo, kung ito yung storyline nung buong kwento natin, dito sa story na to, yung encounter ng king at saka ng servant one, where he experienced the forgiveness of that king, the canceling of debt. Now, we move to segment 2 or act 2. At this point, this servant, okay, encountered another person. Okay, another servant, and this time it involves forgiveness and heart. Okay, let's read. Verse 28, okay? But when the same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him. Diba? Hinedlocks. Sino-choke? Tapos sabi, pay me what you owe. Okay, so bayaran mo ko. I want you to see the picture here. Because kagagaling lang ni servant one from a scene where he was forgiven and his debt was canceled. Now, in this scene, parang walang nangyari. Nung nakita niya yung servant two, sabi niya may utang ka, di ba? Bayaran mo or else. I want you to see that pag binasa niyo sa Bible to, the title is Unmerciful Servant. And I think there's merit, there's justice there. Kasi ganito picture niyan. Okay, si servant number one, yung mahaba ilong, okay, this man, okay, encountered servant two. Pag kinompare mo yung utang nila, 10,000 talents, 100 denarii. Pag ginawa natin parehong denarii, okay, 60 million denarii. Do you see the difference? Ang laki ng pagkakautang ni servant one compared to servant two. Pero pinatawad si servant one, si servant two, hindi pinatawad. Yung isa, it would involve his whole lifetime to pay for. Yung isa, 100 days lang. Okay, a little less than 4 months. Bayad na siya, pero hindi pinatawad, chinook pa. Diba? Sabi na nga, nagmamakaawa na yung servant two. Sabi niya, I'm down on my knees, begging you please. Diba? Parang, he was asking, pagtawarin mo na ako, pwede ba? Pero hindi niya pinatawad. In fact, the Bible says that pinatapon niya sa prison until mabayaran yung utang. What's happening here, okay? Okay, it is a picture of someone who has a problem in his heart. In fact, what happened there, okay, so nung nangyari to, sabi ng ibang servant, ako, yung isang servant, si servant 2, pinakulong ni servant 1, nireport nila kay master, kay king. And this is what happened. Then his master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded me. Verse 33, and should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? I want you to notice and look at the word should. Okay? Because should indicates expectation. There was a certain expectation from the master that because I have forgiven you, you are to forgive that person as well. But clearly, it did not happen. Why? Because there's unforgiveness in his heart because there is ingratitude. Walang thankfulness. And sino sa inyo, pag nakita nyo yung nangyari sa inyo, nakita nyo yun, maiinis kayo doon sa servant one. Diba sa tingin nyo ba, tama lang natawagin siyang unmerciful? Do you believe that? Diba parang kung kayo, parang ano ba, parang nakakainis tong servant, gusto mong ano, rearrange yung mukha?
Parang gusto mong punitin. Parang gano'n. Kasi, ano ba? Parang, ikaw nga, pinorgive. Tapos hindi mo ma-forgive. Ang liit-liit lang ng utang sa'yo. Pero, nakakainis man yung servant one. The reality is, in our hearts, there is an unmerciful servant as well. In each and every person in this room, at one point in our lives, we are like servant number one. We are like servant number one to our mom who siguro may nasabi o na naging strict sa atin, tapos up until now, bitter ka pa rin kasi hindi ka pinasama sa prom night, hindi ka pinasama sa gimmick na yon. Sabi sa'yo, ay bata ka pa, grade 2 ka pa lang, huwag ka muna mag-boyfriend. Hanggang ngayon, galit na galit ka pa rin. Hindi mo pino-forgive yung nanay mo. Maybe we are a servant one towards our classmate na tipong kasi magpapasahan na ng quiz tapos may extra 1/4 naman siya, hindi ka binigay sa'yo. Or probably, you are a servant one. You are unforgiving towards someone because you feel like they deserve naman na hindi i-forgive eh. Niloko nila ako eh. Yung utang nga, hindi pa binabayaran sa akin eh. Yung book nga, hindi pa sinusuli. Diba? Yung secret ko, pinagkalat. Sabi namin, amin lang. Tapos sinabi doon sa klase, o atin lang. So, yung bitter kayo, parang, ano ba, parang, but the reality is, we're no different. We're no different from servant one because if we're gonna compute, okay, if we're gonna compute the number of sins that we have done, that God has forgiven, it is numerous as well. In fact, let me ask you this. If our sins can be converted to money, don't you think your seatmate is already a millionaire? Why? Kasi ganun tayo kadami ng kasalanan eh. Diba? Sino pa sa'yo hindi pa nagkasala kahit minsan? Sino sa'yo hindi pa nagsinungaling? O, panagtas kayo ng kamay, sinungaling na kayo. Parang... Why? Because we, just like the servant one, has numerous debts before God. But God chose to forgive us. That is why we are to forgive others. The lesson here, or the picture that God wants us to have is this. That our Lord will never ask us to do something that He has not done for us. Since He has forgiven us, then we can forgive other people as well. Since He has shown us mercy and grace, we can extend that to other people as well. God would not ask us to do something that to do something or to give something that we don't have. Most of the time, feeling natin, hindi natin mabigyan. Why? Because probably you yourself, you haven't received that forgiveness from God yet. Feeling mo, you're being hard on yourself. But guess what? Just like what I said in our first point, God will forgive your unforgivable sin if you will just come to Him. And at the same time, if you would just realize na ganun katindi, yung kasalanan natin, yung debt natin kay God, pero pinatawad pa rin tayo. What it will create in us is a grateful heart, a thankful heart. And a thankful heart always forgives. You see, a thankful heart is the soil where forgiveness grows. Diba, natry nyo na bang magtanim ng halaman sa concrete? Parang, eto para lumago. Pero yung puso natin, minsan parang concrete. Pusong bato. Diba? Hindi nagpo-forgive, hindi nagbibigay ng grace sa ibang tao, even if we have received forgiveness ourselves. We are meant to forgive other people. And it is always coming from a heart that is filled with gratitude. That's the lesson for section 2 or scene 2. Forgiveness in heart. And lastly, after nung encounter nung servant to servant, we go to what happened next when pinatawag na nung king yung unmerciful servant. Okay, and after saying na unmerciful ka, hindi ka nag-extend ng grace, yari ka ngayon. Dahil dinali mo yung servant to dahil sa dinari, ba? Dinali dahil sa dinari. Okay, so yari ka ngayon. Scene 3 involves forgiveness and freedom. That scripture says, and in the anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. God delivered him to the jailers. Ibig sabihin, he was put in prison. And God is not saying here na ang outright result is patatapong ka ni God sa kulungan. God would never desire you to be in prison. God would never desire you to be delivered to jailers. But the picture here is God is telling us a lesson that if you will not forgive, if we would choose to harbor unforgiveness in our hearts or bitterness in our hearts, what awaits us is prison. What awaits us is captivity. Yun yung naghihintay sa atin. And I want you to know that God is saying this in advance. In fact, God brought you here because He wants you to realize it as early as now. You know why? Because our God, our Lord, doesn't want you to suffer. There's suffering. If there, minsan, baka hindi ka lang aware, pero the reality is there's suffering in us if we are unforgiving. It limits us. Kanina, the picture was about running a race, pero the reality is it affects your joy. Well, pagka may unforgiveness kayo na heart, yung naka-offense sa'yo, naka-hurt sa'yo, makikita mo, saya-saya, nagpa-party, nakangiti. Pag nakita mo siya nakangiti, lalo kang napipikon eh. Parang, saya-saya niya, parang walang pakialam sa buhay. Ako, hirap na hirap doon sa ginawa niya sa akin. You see, I want you to see that whatever that person did to you, it has hurt you. Don't let that person keep hurting you any longer. Kasi hindi na niya na ginagawa, pero because you're harboring that pain, it's still hurting you. It's still inside of you because you're not letting go. God is saying to you right now, let it go. Let it go. We are to let go because God doesn't want you to suffer. Because in forgiveness, there is freedom. In forgiveness, there is freedom. And God wants you to be free. God doesn't want you to be confined with the things na nangyari in the past. And I want you to know that I stand here not as a perfect person. Ako, we and my wife, we also would have conflicts. Sabi ko nila, minsan lang kami magkaroon ng conflict. Minsan sa isang araw. Diba? So minsan may mga conflict. But you know, every time we would have that, we have the opportunity to forgive or not. And there are times that I myself, to be honest with you, I'm struggling. Parang ano ba, siya yung, parang feeling ko siya yung may kasalanan, siya yung lumapit, siya yung mag-sorry. Di ba minsan isip natin din yon? But if we will just put our focus to God, we would see na there's more reason for me to forgive. Let us not put our eyes only on the situation. Let's put our eyes on God. Because the moment we throw our vision towards God, we would see, I'm still in a position to be grateful. I'm still in a position to be happy. And I won't let this past, I won't let this hurt, I won't let this person stand in the way of the happiness, the full life that God has for you. You see, the mere fact that God wants you to have forgiveness in your hearts is because He wants you to have a full life. He wants you to experience freedom. And that's the whole message of this. He doesn't want you to keep harboring that rejection. And maybe for some of you here, when you talk about this forgiveness and lordship, that we are to forgive people, maybe for some of you, it's so hard to embrace. For some of you, parang, kaya ko ba talaga to? Eh, Jerry, hindi mo naman alam yung pinagdaanan ko, yung rejection na inabot ko sa family ko. People are rejected. Minsan, parang wala nakikinig sa kanila. Pero alam mo yung rejection ko? It started when I was still in the womb. When I found out that my parents did not want me to be born. Maybe for some of you, your issue, your hurt started when you realized that when the lie came across your mind that you're not important, that your parents does not care kasi magulo sila, to the point na naghiwalay na sila. Maybe for you, the hurt, the unforgiveness that you're harboring is rooted because there's this person that you gave your all. You even compromised purity just to say to that person that you love him. But in the end, he left you anyway. Ano ko magpo-forgive? Sabihin mo nga sa akin. Maybe that's what's in your mind right now. Maybe it's a different issue. And you just know it's so big to you, you simply can't let go. But you know what? I may not understand your situation. I may not feel the pain, the heaviness of that experience. But one thing I know, God knows. Because God came here on earth so that He could have a relationship with you and me. But here on earth, when He came here, He was rejected. People did not associate with Him. In fact, to the point that when he went to his own town, people doesn't, sabi niya parang, ayaw namin sa'yo. Di ba, ikaw yung carpenter dito, hindi ka namin, hindi ka patok dito. When he was, he came here to die for us, yet when he was already being punished by the Roman soldiers, people are mocking him. The Roman soldiers would even punch him. Di ba? And he was suffering. Hindi mo ba naisip yung parang Jesus went here on earth to die for the Roman soldiers as well. Pero binubugbog siya ng Roman soldiers. When he was at the cross, diba, he was being mocked by people. They were saying, if you are really the Son of God, bumaba ka nga dyan. And he was hung there naked. Walang balot. Diba? Humiliating. If there's anyone who has the right to feel bitter, if there's anyone who has probably in the best position to hold unforgiveness in his heart, it was God. It was Jesus. But what is so amazing about this God is that at his deathbed, at his cross, this is what he said. In Luke chapter 23, this is what he said. It says there, and Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive Jerry, hindi niya alam ginagawa niya. Forgive Matt, forgive Ariel, forgive Steph, forgive Karen, forgive everyone in the youth service this night, because they do not know what they're doing. This is the God that we have. We ask again, kaya ko ba talaga yung Lordship? Kaya ko ba talagang mag-forgive? Kaya natin if we put our eyes on Jesus, because we can forgive and we are to forgive just as Jesus our Lord forgave us. We can. You can. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, thank you. For you are a God who does not keep record of wrongs. You are a God who is not coming against us with a lightning bolt because of the sins, the wrong things that we have done against you. You are a God who forgives even the unforgivable things that we have done against you. And today, right now, we are grateful. We are grateful, Father. And we are here because we want to ask forgiveness for all the sins that we have done. In fact, I want to pray for some of you in this room. You know your sins. You know the wrong things that you have done against God. I believe this is a perfect time to ask forgiveness. If that is you, can you just raise your hand before God? Just pray to Him. Raise your hand. Just pray to Him. Lord, I ask for forgiveness for these sins that I have done. Just say it to Him. Enumerate to Him. Just say it sincerely to Him. Lord, you see the sins of these people. No one in this room is worthy to come in your presence. No one is exempted, God. Lahat kami may kasalanan. Lahat kami madumi. Lahat kami hindi okay. But God, we're coming to you asking forgiveness. And we're saying, sorry. We are sorry for hurting you. We are sorry for sinning against you. And today we want to go back to you. We want to live a new life for you. We want to serve you faithfully. We want to be a servant, a son, and a daughter, God, who would honor you from this point on. Thank you, Lord. Put down your hands now. I want to pray for another group of people. I believe for some of you, as we listen to the preaching of the word, God is speaking to you, because there are certain people in your hearts right now that you are holding bitterness towards to. Galit ka pa hanggang ngayon. Masama pa yung loob mo. In fact, di mo sila pinapansin. All you have are bad thoughts towards these people. It may be someone in your family. It may be someone in your school or your office. But you know exactly the person that I'm talking about, because God has revealed it to you. I believe God is giving you the grace right now to forgive, regardless kung ano yung kasalanan. Will you forgive? Will you respond as God has forgiven you? Will you respond? If that is you, I want you to raise your hand. We're saying, okay, Jerry, I want to respond. I want to forgive that person starting today. Just raise your hand. Yes, many hands are raised. Again, forgiveness is about a decision, not emotion. You may not really feel like it, but because you know you want to honor God, you can forgive. Just raise your hand. Yes, many hands are raised. If you're raising your hand, talk to God right now. I want you to say before Him, declare before Him, that you are forgiving that person. Don't say, Lord, help me forgive. Say, Lord, I'm forgiving this person. Say the name of the person. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray for these hands, these people, God, who are here. Thank you, God, that as they release forgiveness, healing and freedom is upon them. Lord, I pray that you would refresh them, remove any pain, any baggage, anything that hinders them right now. And thank you, God, for fresh joy is coming upon them. A fresh life is coming to them, Lord God. Lord, you're allowing them even, God, to be able to trust once more, to even build new relationships, God, that would honor you. New relationships, Lord God, that would be founded in trust, founded in honoring you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, God, for you said in your word, God, that if you are in Christ, the old has gone, the new has come. Thank you, Lord, that the old Jerry, the old person, God, who is unforgiving is gone. There's a new person in them, and you are helping them have new relationships, Lord. In Jesus' name.